from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third-generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, welcome to Wellness Wednesday. Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And I'm just grateful to be here. It's one of those things where when you are not quite as mobile as you were just a few days ago. And let's be very honest, I'm not sure I was super mobile then because the offending member, the gallbladder, was having its way. She wanted to break up with me desperately. And finally, I gave in and just said, fine. I gave her everything. You just want to be free? You go get your freedom. But it has been an interesting road back. And the fact that I'm sitting up, that I'm at the microphone, that we're able to do all of this, I attribute to the wonderful generosity of Jerry Crowley and making sure a long time ago, he made sure a long time ago that I had a good studio that I would always have access to and could always use kind of regardless of the health circumstance. And the just general, you know, professionalism of the entire team at Salem, New York. I've never worked with a team that I just dearly love nearly as much as this group. And we're small. We are smaller than a lot of the clusters in the Salem company. If I was to pull the curtain back and let you see, we have like, I don't know, 1/3 the sales force of Los Angeles, which is technically a smaller market than New York. But we do big things, and it's this team that does it, and we help each other, and have just really seen and felt the impact of that over the last week recovering from my surgery. But I have been going a little bit stir crazy. And if you're an active person, suddenly not being allowed to be active because you're not allowed to do much of anything after a major surgery is kind of a bummer. And so, you know, I was like, you know, the day after I got home from the hospital, I was like to the lovely bride, hey, can I go take a walk? She's like, no, what's wrong with you? Sit down. You're not going anywhere. And then that kind of got us through the weekend. And then on Monday and then today, because Tuesday we have staff meeting in the morning. So I wanted to make sure I was available for that and didn't do my therapy or workout. But on Monday and today, I came to her with the puppy dog eyes and I said, sweetheart, please let me just go to the gym. She's like, what are you going to do there? The doctor said no yoga for 2 weeks. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And that's true. I can't stretch. I can't do core work. I can't do sit-ups. I can't do anything that engages the core basically is off limits because all four of my incisions are right in the middle of the core. So we're trying to get those incisions healed and then begin to work rebuilding the strength of the abdomen as we are able to. But this is why it's such a major surgery. So I give her the puppy dog eyes and I say, babe, please let me, I promise I won't go to yoga. I'll just go get on the treadmill. And she's like, what is wrong with you? You're not going on the treadmill. I'm like, no, I'm not going to run. And that's why she thought it, because everybody that's on the treadmill at our gym is just like, like they're training for marathons. Everybody's training for a marathon all the time. I'm like, no, I will get up there and I will putter around like Tim Conway's old man character in the Carol Burnett sketches when he would be the guy. He'd say, Mrs. Wiggins, can you come in here? And she wouldn't come. And then he'd shuffle to the door, you know, just kind of barely going back and forth. And then he's there. I said, that's how I'll go on the treadmill. I will go slow. I'll go slower than slow. but please let me do some activity. So she said, okay. So I was excited. And then I forgot that when you get to our gym, the door is about a football field's length away from the parking garage. Okay. So we take care of that and get from the car to the door, and then from the door to the stairs, which is about half of a football field's length, again, back. And then the fun part is you don't really realize how much you use your core going upstairs until you're going upstairs. So I'm a fairly young guy, but I'm walking like I'm 185 years old. I get up to the top. She runs off to the yoga studio. I'm so jealous. I shuffle my way over to the treadmills. And in our area where the treadmills are, we have not just the treadmills, but we have the Stairmasters, what is that weird like cross-country skiing thing that looks like it's not a Stairmaster, but it looks like you're on skis, kind of skiing off one. I don't know what that's called. And then we've got the bikes and there's all the stationary inline stuff we've got in this one section, and it's huge. And of course I go and put myself on one like an old man, and I start it up. And normally when I'm warming up before yoga, I'll hit, 5 miles an hour, 6 miles an hour, something like that. Try to get a mile and a half to 2 miles of distance in before I go in to do yoga, because it's a really good way of warming up the whole body, loosening everything up, and then getting in there and doing the stretching. But no, I hit 1.5, 1.5 mile per hour. I look at the readout. It says it will take you 185 days to reach 1 mile. I'm kidding. So I set that to go, and then I start walking. And even then, after a little bit, I said, I better turn this down a little bit, because the worst thing I can do is stretch a stitch open. Don't want to have that happen. So we get to the the end of, 40, 45 minutes. And I've done a full mile, a little more than a mile in barely 40 minutes. And I felt pretty good. And I got to do that twice this week. So I'm thanking God that I get to do that. And I'm asking him for more strength to do more in the days to come. But it's been a slow recovery, slower and more frustrating than I've ever imagined or ever wanted to imagine. Having said all of that, I'm here. It's Wellness Night. We've got a big show for you. Jeanette Nishwat's going to be back with us from the Fox News Medical All-Star team. We're going to talk a couple of things. The Supreme Court's been arguing this case about mifepristone, which is the drug that has to be applied when you're doing certain types of abortions, and whether it should be sold over the counter or across state lines, et cetera. She's going to weigh in on that. And then we all saw that horrible, horrible incident in Baltimore Harbor yesterday. What happens if you're in a car that goes underwater and you're in extremely cold circumstances? How do you survive hyperthermia? She'll touch on that a little bit with us tonight too. I want to ask her about that, because that would be a practical thing. If you were ever in a situation like that, how do you survive? We'll talk about that. And then I'm going to ask her, Doc, help me heal properly. I want the best habits, best practices for recovering from a major surgery. We'll get into that. Then before we're done, Jean Ann Benaira, fitness instructor at Infinity Fitness Clubs and at Lifetime of Lifetime of Paramus, Lifetime of Montvale, Lifetime of other clubs here in the area. Fitness instructor, Pilates instructor, yoga instructor, boxing instructor. She does a little bit of all of it. She's going to help us with one big thing, one simple thing you can do for your spring that will make you healthier and happier, as from her perspective. We'll talk about all that straight ahead. It's Wellness Wednesday. Don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. You have all helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard me recently speak about the My Slippers, Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. They are extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Regular price is $79.98. For a limited time, you can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code JOEP. That's a 50% savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us and back with Mike Connors, who's always here to answer one of your important questions in real life. And Mike, this week's question comes from Cindy from New York. She says, my parents are getting older and I do not own any property. However, they have a significant amount of money, CDs and stocks between them. Will that money automatically be passed to myself and my siblings?
Well, the simple answer to that is no, there's no automatic in this world. First of all, they should have a will as a backup. And depending on the circumstances, they should either do a trust or at the very least name their children as beneficiaries on their bank accounts. Because if they do not have the children's names as beneficiaries, whether through a trust or directly, then those assets go through court and there's no automatic about it. If they have a will, it'll be a little bit easier if you have a will. If they don't have a will, it'll go through intestacy, which means they have to prove to the court that they are the children. And it's easier to do it with the will. But there's no automatic in this world. You got to plan. If you have assets, you got to plan your life.
Well, and that is hopefully helpful, Cindy, because I'm sure that there are more people than just you in that situation. And friends, if you've got questions about how to do what Mike just described, you need to call. First of all, there's a bunch of seminars coming up where you're going to be able to interface with Mike, and I want you to get times and locations on all those. But you can also set up for your free appointment, 718-238-6500 when you call, 718-238-6500. And then send more questions to Mike Connors, who delights in answering them here with me each week. And then also on the weekends on his own show at 8 o'clock on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. And Sunday mornings, that's Saturday mornings, Sunday mornings starting at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. And send those questions to askmikeconnors@gmail.com, askmikeconnors@gmail.com. Mike Connors, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
How did Joe Piscopo start your morning?
We do 4 hours a day. It's live radio. Everybody's listening to AM because you can only get the truth at AM radio. We're 4 hours of live radio. And that's you virtually, roughly, and sometimes more, sometimes 3 guests an hour, sometimes more. We're working it.
Listen to Joe Piscopo, weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer. Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970. The Answer.
What a little moonlight can do.
It's Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Yes, I'm back at the microphone. I'm taking it easy according to doctor's orders, as I've been instructed. And it is good to have you with us on Wellness Wednesday. Dr. Jeanette Nishwat is one of our superstars here on the wellness shows. And Dr. Jeanette, it is a very interesting kind of week from a health perspective. There's lots of stories that are connected to this. And, you know, I've been reading that there's a lot of interesting interest in the Supreme Court issue that's being heard right now about, you know, whether or not certain abortifacient drugs or abortifacient adjacent drugs should be on the market or not. This is now before the Supreme Court. And I would say behind Dobbs, this may be the biggest case to touch on this issue of life in the preborn stage that the court will see for some time. So I'm just curious if you have any thoughts on what the court is hearing these days.
Yeah, so today, actually, as we speak, they're hearing a case on the pill that is called Mifepristone. This is a medication that has been around for about 20, 25 years, and it's used for several different reasons. It's used to end pregnancy. It's used to help a disease called Cushing's disease, and it's also used to help shrink uterine tumors. And the reason why it's going before the Supreme Court today is because of concern for safety. When this drug first came out years ago, it was mandatory that the woman who went to see her doctor had to see them in person, had to have a mandatory minimum of 3 visits in person with their doctor. Only a certain type of certified doctor could prescribe it. And the doctor that prescribed it had to be capable of performing an emergency surgery on them if there were any complications. So that was when the medicine first came out. Now, a few years ago, the FDA loosened those restrictions and guidelines and said, no, it's okay. You don't have to have it prescribed by a surgeon or by a doctor who's also a surgeon. It doesn't have to be an in-person visit. So that's why it's going before the Supreme Court to put restrictions on how it is given. And even I think they're going to be hearing cases on it being banned in some states, despite if it was, you know, needed to save the life of a mom. So it's going before the Supreme Court, supposedly for safety issues and safety concerns.
What is the so as a doctor, because there's obviously you know, kind of recalcitrant interests on both sides of the termination of pregnancy debate that is going on in the country. But from a doctor's standpoint, what are you hoping the court decides?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. I really dislike when we mix medicine with politics. We saw a lot of that with the COVID pandemic, how the use of a mask and vaccine became so politicized. You know, different people have different beliefs based on their religion. You know, for example, me, I'm Catholic, so I'm all about, you know, preserving life. But I just want what's best and safe for my patients. I don't want them to be in harm's way. And I just feel like it's important that patients have all the information that they need if they're ever in this situation.
Is it possible that the court could come back and see the need to allow this drug to be available, but back under doctor's supervision again, and especially for the things not related to pregnancy termination, for the cancer application, for the other applications that you were talking about? Do you think that there will be enough leeway within how the arguments are being made that they could come back with, you know, a kind of a broad scale approach to this, saying, no, the drug should be able to be used where it's needed, but we don't want unsupervised people using it in a dangerous way?
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. I do think that this medicine, if someone is going to take it, they should speak to a healthcare provider. I don't think it has to be in person. It could be via telehealth. You know, some people don't have cars. Yeah. Some people live in rural areas. So I think a telehealth visit with a healthcare provider is reasonable. They're also saying that the organizations that are bringing this up to the Supreme Court are saying that, you know, sending medications via the mail violates the Comstock. It's called the Comstock Act of, I think, 1873, which says you cannot mail contraceptives in the mail and you cannot send, you know, obscene
material.
Material you have in the mail. So we'll see. Again, I really dislike when politics gets embedded into medicine, but I understand at the same time that, you know, people have strong beliefs and that should be respected and acknowledged.
Yeah. No, and I appreciate your tone on all of this, because I think nobody can accuse you of being some sort of extremist with a narrow viewpoint on something. You're actually trying to do the benefit of what helps your patients the most. Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, we're always so pleased to have you with us. Real quickly, this week, we also saw the the coming down of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, and people were, you know, their cars were submerged in very freezing cold water. And it made me think at the time, well, what if this was happening to me? If I was on the bridge, my car went under, what do I need to know about hyperthermia? What do I need to know about, you know, surviving something like that? So what are some of the things that, you've been thinking about since hearing about that accident?
Gosh, yeah, my prayers to the families of those that are still missing. Such a tragedy to see this happen. It's tough. It's challenging. This isn't something we expect to see with today's modern technology that's available. But yeah, what my biggest concern is hypothermia. When you're falling from a distance and you hit the water from the high levels, you know, I worry about, you know, injuries like fractures. But then when you are submerged in water for prolonged periods of time, hypothermia can set in. Your heart rate changes, your blood pressure changes, you become weak, you can become confused and lethargic, and sometimes you hyperventilate. And when you're hyperventilating, you have rapid breathing, which makes you more prone to swallowing water, and that's how you can drown. So, you know, it's difficult in this situation. You know, I'm not an expert when it comes to cars, but I would have to say, you know, I hope they were immediately able, the two people that were rescued, I assume that they were immediately able to unbuckle their seatbelts and open the car door and then be rescued. But it's hard to fight against nature when it comes to the freezing weather and the hypothermia that kicks in. The key is being found and pulled out of that water immediately, and then being hydrated and warmed to prevent any damage, such as cardiac damage, where your heart can go into an irregular rhythm and put you into cardiac arrest. That's what usually happens with cold water immersion, and especially for prolonged periods of time, your heart can't pump blood properly, and that's how you go unconscious. But it's tough. I would say, you know, pray every day for your safety, but if God wants to take you, sometimes there's nothing you can do about it, but other than,
well,
you know,
especially at 3 a.m. or whatever time it was that you know, because there's no one watching, so even to get help shortly is a short thing. Going to take a quick break. Dr. Jeanette Nishwat is with us, and we're coming right back. Stay here.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut has died, according to his family. He was 82 and died of complications from a fall. Lieberman nearly won the vice presidency with Democrat Al Gore in the disputed 2000 White House race. 8 years later, he came close to joining the GOP ticket as John McCain's running mate. The Democrat-turned-independent stepped down from the Senate in January 2013 after 24 years. His independent streak often irked Senate Democrats he aligned with. Authorities say 4 people were killed and 5 were wounded in stabbings in northern Illinois. The Rockford police chief said Wednesday that a suspect is in police custody and was being questioned. The police chief said one of the people wounded remained in critical condition. On Wall Street, the Dow by 477 points. This is SRN News.
AM 970, The Answer, doesn't have to stop when you turn off your radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM 970, The Answer. Take us with you wherever you go.
Grubhub Holdings, Inc. seeks a senior manager growth in New York, New York, to act as a general manager for new lines of business and new verticals. 100% telecommuting within Metropolitan Statistical Area, $164,000 to $176,000 per year. Apply at jobpostingtoday.com, reference number 55285. Again, Grubhub Holdings, Inc. seeks a senior manager growth in New York, New York. Apply at jobpostingtoday.com, reference number 55285.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka here, inviting you to join me and Mike Gallagher on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this 4th of July weekend. Reserve your cabin today. Call 855-565-5519 or book online at patriotsalaskacruise.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hi, this is Judge Kamens, a partner at Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, and where Arthur Idala of the Arthur Idala Power Hour works at his 24/7 day job. In 2014, I retired from the bench to join ABK, which is a full-service, preeminent boutique firm that has been helping New Yorkers when legal problems arise. ABK is uniquely qualified to assist New Yorkers who have a wide range of legal problems, from personal injury claims and civil litigation to criminal defense and trusts and estates. I personally work on appellate matters, attorney disciplinary matters, and complex legal issues with a dedicated group of attorneys who provide a team approach to each case. There is no legal problem too big or small for this talented and hardworking legal team. So when you think of the Idala Power Hour, also keep in mind ABK, the Power Legal Firm.
We're all facing aches and pains of life, right? But what about real physical pain? I love telling you every single day about Relief Factor, the daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain. 100% drug-free, Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for pain. I've been to their headquarters out in the Pacific Northwest. These are wonderful people. They have a commitment to getting you out of neck pain, leg pain, hip pain, back pain. They use a unique formula of natural ingredients, and unlike pills that mask the pain for short periods of time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. Over 1 million people have tried the Relief Factor Quick Start Kit. Nearly 70% of people go on to order it again. It's just $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. There is no better gift for yourself or a loved one than feeling good again. The Relief Factor way.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, glad to have you back. Dr. Jeanette Nishwat is visiting with us on Wellness Wednesday. You see her on Fox News, and you know that she is an advocate of your immune system. That's why she developed BC Boost. And in fact, Dr. Jeanette, my family had a little week of sickness. The spring is such a booger, because it comes out and it's like nice and warm, and the kids go out and they play in the yard, and then it's cold, and then they're like, sniffling and coughing and stuff again, and then it's like nice, and then it is cold. And so there was a case of strep, there was some other things in the house, and my bride came to me and she goes, should I be taking this? And I said, yes. And she was holding your bottle of BC Boost. And I said, yes, every single day you need to be taking that. But but the bigger health thing in my family in the last week is that I am now 6 days post-operative from having my gallbladder removed. And it's funny, because when I got diagnosed 8 years ago with maybe one that was going a little bit squirrely on me, the doctor was like, it's no big deal. You just go in, you have the surgery, you're back home, boom, it's done. And even then I was like, I don't know. I've never had my body cut on before. I'm kind of scared of surgery, et cetera. So for 8 years, I tried to manage lifestyle and diet. And I think I did a pretty good job of getting the most out of that sucker before it decided to just break up with me this last week and quit. But it did. And I went in and had it out. And I am frustrated at the recovery rate, because, for it to be a quick surgery, which it was, I think they spent I asked the nurse afterwards, I said, how long did it take the surgeon to perform the surgery? And she said 27 minutes. And I was like, wow. And evidently this used to be like a really big deal surgery where they had to crack your chest open and really, get down in there. 27 minutes seems kind of cool, but the recovery is slow. What do I need to keep in mind, Dr. Jeanette? Help me, just, dumb old patient Kevin here for a second. How do I need to approach this recovery period?
Yes, just take it one day at a time, and I'm so glad you're doing better. But what you want to do is stay hydrated. You want to avoid fatty, greasy foods, avoid spicy foods, and you want to make sure that you're getting good nutrition. That's important, because when you're undergoing surgery, sometimes that stress of surgery can weaken your immune system a little bit. So good nutrition has vitamins and minerals in it, which helps boost your immune system and helps you to recover more quickly. And just for people that may not know, your gallbladder is a small organ that sits underneath your liver, and its primary function is to store and concentrate bile, which is made by our liver. When you eat food, your gallbladder releases this bile, and it helps with digestion and helps you absorb fats. And so sometimes, though, that can go haywire, and you can develop what's called gallstones, and those gallstones can cause a blockage, and that leads to nausea and vomiting and pain and cramps, and even sometimes an infection can happen, and it can even impact your pancreas, and that's why sometimes you have to have it removed. So the best thing for you, I would say, is just rest, take it easy, don't try to go do any strenuous activity or run any marathons, get good nutrition, hydration, and just one day at a time.
Well, that's pretty much what I've been doing, although good. I am a little bit, you know, antsy. But like, I couldn't even really sit up on my own after the, you know, first day of surgery, because the core, you know, they do 4 incisions and it's very tender all through the core. So I'm just beginning to get back to the point where I can sit up and, you know, walk around the neighborhood one time real slow and get some sunshine. But it's been a process. When people, how do they know when their gallbladder needs to have attention given to it? Because I didn't have stones at first. I just had what was called biliary sludge, and I had mostly probably gotten that from a rapid weight loss program I had done a while back, where I lost 35 pounds in 30 days. And, you know, that kind of threw off the ash, so to speak, and kind of created the sludge. At least that's what my doctors told me. Yeah. When should people be concerned that their gallbladder is not up to speed?
Yeah, and you will know. But first thing, and that's a really good question. First thing, this is why it's important to see your doctor for your yearly physical, because part of that physical is we do blood work. That blood work includes what we call a comprehensive metabolic panel that checks your liver, your kidneys. Sometimes if that's off, it can give us a hint, but a hint of something else going on in your body. But for most people, you can have symptoms like nausea and vomiting, maybe some abdominal pain in your right upper quadrant of your stomach. You can feel bloated or have indigestion, heartburn, that sort of thing. Some people even have back pain, you know, or pain between the shoulder blades if it's your gallbladder. So everyone is different, but if you're having like persistent or significant pain or any symptoms, that you really should see a doctor, because if we can, you know, figure out what's going on, we can potentially prevent it from progressing or getting worse for some people, and some people have to have it removed.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, thank you for being with us tonight. We always appreciate your insights on everything, and thanks for trying to keep us well. We're very, very grateful.
Yes, you bet. And you stay well, and I hope you feel better soon.
Thanks. Kevin McCullough, thank you. Coming right back. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best. Period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer.
This is Joe Piscopo. The following is a medical minute sponsored by my friends at InfuCare RX. InfuCareRx.com. Improving quality of life one patient at a time. This week's medical minute features Dr. Mayur Patel of Jersey Shore University Medical Center.
How are parental nutrition patients managed at home? This requires a multidisciplinary team approach of collaboration and communication among healthcare providers, including a dietitian, pharmacist, nurse, and a physician. A dietitian performs comprehensive evaluation of a patient's nutritional needs based upon underlying medical conditions, body mass index, and monitors the patient's nutritional progress. The pharmacist makes highly specialized formula. Nurse will also draw blood in the patient's home.
This medical minute is sponsored by InfuCare RX, and the information, comments, or views expressed by their guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of InfuCare RX. Please consult your medical professional for any medical questions, opinions, or guidance.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Are you ready for an adventure of a lifetime? Journey with me, Mike Gallagher, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this summer. It's going to be an incredible opportunity to engage with other like-minded patriots on an epic 7-day cruise over 4th of July. Witness the untouched wilderness of Alaska while discussing America's future. Join Dr. Gorka and me, Mike Gallagher, from June 29th through July the 6th. Call 855-565-5519. Or reserve online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems and all collections and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-209-3734 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-209-3734. That's 800-209-3734. Again, 800-209-3734.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekday afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, welcome back. It is Wellness Wednesday, and Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And I'm very pleased to welcome back fitness instructor Jane Ann Benaira, who has been with us multiple times over the last couple of years, talking about wellness from a fitness standpoint. And Jane Ann, it's been a while since we've had you, but welcome back.
Thank you. I always love being here.
Let's talk about spring is here. I know the weather doesn't necessarily feel like it, but we're about to turn a page, and I think a lot of people go from indoor, cooped up, cloistered down for the winter, and they want to take on a new aspect or season of life. But sometimes mentally or in our decision making, we've got to make a decision that sets us on a new path. And I know that you've got some thoughts on this. Maybe start with yourself. What's a decision you've made that is making a difference in your life this season?
Well, you asked a big question, first of all. So I had to make a major decision in my life, and we've talked enough. And if anybody has listened in the past, I talk about small incremental changes, and right. I believe in that. I had to make a major decision because I was facing, I'm here to talk about wellness and physical and mental health. And I practice all that on a daily, but I came to a point where I realized I'd been living in fight or flight. I've been living like a very stressful life. I was suffering insomnia, which turns into anxiety, which turns into depression. And I was just kind of in a spiral. And the good thing about that is I caught that and I noticed that. And I also trusted that I had the ability to change that. And so my biggest decision that I did is in the last year is I quit drinking. And I'm not saying that's forever. I don't know how long that's going to last. But with that, I made other big changes in order to support that. I was desperate for sleep. I was desperate to feel better again. And so my change was huge. And like I said, I've always believed in small changes because they're easier to sustain.
Right.
But my situation was pretty major, and I had to make a big decision for that.
And you said that was a big decision, but then you said other decisions came along with that. Having made that big one, was it somewhat easier to make those other big ones around it? Because you saw the benefit of what you were doing.
Yeah, huge. I mean, I started being able to sleep. I mean, I haven't had a sleeping problem since. And the other huge piece of advice that goes along with this that someone gave me at the time when I was really struggling is they said, you're going so fast every day, you're not training, and this goes with sleep, that you're not training any yin, like calmness in your life during the day. And so your mind is going to catch up at night because it can't rest because you haven't rested it during the day. A smaller change, I took that and I was like, that's huge advice. I started taking walks instead of runs. I started, instead of, like, I'm one that when I'm done with work and I have even just like, 20 minutes I have, I would stop by a store and grab something real quick and then go there. Instead of doing that, I would notice that I was doing that again, and I would sit and eat lunch, even watch TV during the day. Like, that was one of my, like, I did that as a, I started picking that up as a habit because I needed to sit down and chill for a little bit.
Decompressing or exhaling or yin or however you want to put it, but it's that letting go of the everything that has been, you know, had you seized up all day. So maybe people are coming out of this kind of winterish season of life and they're saying, okay, I want to make a change. You're not saying go make 10 or 15 at the same time, but by digging into one and letting it kind of root and fester in a good way, it's producing results that you're seeing across different aspects of your life.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's like, I know you like food as I do. And like, it's like the difference between making a real quick meal or the difference between like that marinated, like grandma's cooking that was on the stovetop all day.
Yeah.
And how long that lasts and how good, or even leftovers those next days. And that's where taking a new habit and letting it sink in for a while, being calm with it. And then you'll find that the other ones that come in, you can just take that as the same ease. Things don't become as overwhelming.
Yeah. Well, my listeners know that I'm post-operative on a surgery that I had just last week. And it's interesting you bring up sleep, because I've noticed now that I've been forced to slow down and not allowed to go a million miles an hour, that the extra sleep I'm getting at night has really been a benefit to me. We have a lot of doctors here on the show that come on and say all the time, get more sleep. Mm-hmm. But if you were to put into like tangible words the benefit of having a fuller, more restful night's sleep, what would you say that benefit looks like in your own day-to-day life?
Oh, calm. Like just feeling, actually, it kind of feels like you have a superpower. It feels like you have a superpower. That's what it feels like. It feels like that whatever comes your way during the day, you can handle it.
So,
yeah, I'm happy with that.
All right, friends. Jane Ann Benaira, our fitness friend who often shares her insights with us, is encouraging if you can make a decision, root into it. And sleep is always on the recommended list. Not a bad one to go along with at all. And Jane Ann, maybe we'll talk more about the benefits that you felt in the giving up of alcohol, because certainly people have experienced that in large number for many, many different reasons, and the benefit that that can bring on people as well. Be glad to discuss that at some point in the future. But Jane Ann Benaira, always appreciate it. Real quickly, give me the 5-second elevator pitch for the new gig you've got, because I know you're teaching Pilates and doing some stuff in a new location, and I would love people to check it out.
Oh, thank you. It's called The Infinity Club, and it's in Mahwah, New Jersey. First location. It's a beautiful luxury type facility, but the same philosophies that myself and my partner has, which is keeping your body healthy, safe, and mobile between Pilates, and you could call it personal training or semi-personal training, but nothing that's going to actually hurt your body. We're working with small groups, trying to get them into the healthiest they can be and the most mobile they can be for as long as we can, you know, keep that body moving.
Sounds great. Jane Ann Benaira, thank you as always.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it.
Are you feeling less focused, brain fog, or concerned about your memory? Invite Health is here to help with our Memory Multivitamin, a comprehensive daily multivitamin loaded with key vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants to support focus, attention, and memory. Let the power of ginkgo biloba, choline, and the essential trace mineral lithium support your brain and get back to feeling sharp. Take an extra 10% off Invite's Memory Multivitamin by calling now, 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Save even more with our new everyday low prices, plus the additional 10% off Invite Health's Memory Multivitamin. Visit invitehealth.com to check out our entire product line and call 800-673-2345 for 10% off Memory Multivitamin today. That number again, 800-673-2345, or go to invitehealth.com.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michaels of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michaels of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michaels of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michaels of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michaels of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
You have all helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard me recently speak about the My Slippers, Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. They are extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Regular price is $79.98 for a limited time. You can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code JOEP. That's a 50% savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets.
Dennis Prager explains what the left is all about.
Remember, everything the left touches, it destroys. Not most things. Everything. And destroys. That's all it does. It builds nothing other than state power. It builds nothing. Liberals build, conservatives build, and the left destroys.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3, on AM 970. The Answer. Brandon Tatum, weeknights at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM 970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us on Wellness Wednesday. I am so moved by Jane Ann's candidness and her vulnerability and her willingness to help us through what she's been through. I just think that's really inspiring. So, Jane Ann, if you're listening, thank you for sharing with us tonight. Very, very grateful for your transparency and just willingness to help. Back when we were talking before Dr. Jeanette was with us, I was mentioning in the monologue the bridge that collapsed in Baltimore Harbor yesterday, the Francis Scott Key Bridge. I don't know why this happens. And I genuinely think there's something wrong with the person that does it. But I would be interested if you have thoughts about it. Send them to me at kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. But here's what I'm puzzled by. Yesterday, the bridge accident happens at 1:30, 2 a.m., something like that. It's overnight. Everybody's asleep. As you're waking up, you're hearing the news of the collapse. You start to see the footage as it's circulating social media and internet and cable news and all the rest of it. You begin to see it. So my question is, as everybody is, how's it going to be, you know, dealt with? And normally, I think what responsible leadership would do is come out and say, we did not expect this to happen. We've already launched an in-depth investigation into what exactly happened. If the freight boat lost power and its ability to steer, that's a significant problem. We don't have any record of that ever happening before. How do we fix that? If the freight boat didn't lose power and this was in some way human error, how do we fix that? Was the bridge sturdy enough that should it have crumbled if that type of boat slash ship hit it, barge, etc.? But instead of focusing on all of that, the first thing out of the president's mouth yesterday was, I want to address the Francis Scott Key Bridge, and I've been on that bridge many times. I commuted from Delaware by train over that bridge. And the truth is, you don't go over that bridge when commuting from Delaware into Maryland. There are three other bridges that are actually on the Delaware and Maryland borders that you cross, and there's no train tracks on it. So when he was commuting by rail, he never once went over the bridge that was way too far south to be part of the commuter line that would have gone back to Delaware. There's no commuter line that went over the Francis Scott Key Bridge, ever. So the thing that bothered me about it was, why does it always have to be about him? Can't we help people heal from this circumstance without it being about us? Something to think about. That's Wellness Wednesday. I'm Kevin McCullough. Talk again soon.